That's awesome. I can't wait to see the rest of this.
Yeah, it was, I definitely...
So enticing, deep dark scent.
This is 102.4 Blue Ribbon Tide, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
This is Skipper.
Darius. This is Matt.
Darius. Darius. How have you guys been? Having a good week?
Yeah, pretty good.
Nice, nice.
Camped last night.
You what?
Camped last night.
For why?
Just because. I've had it this morning off.
Where'd you go?
Went to one of our old properties.
Backyard?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
There's nobody there.
That's cool.
Except
though.
For something in the house.
Yeah, something underneath that house. I don't know what it is.
It's did like you camp in the house?
No, I was outside.
Is it the house with the hole in it?
Like, no. Okay. It's another one.
You're like, no, I live in that one.
It's like a raccoon or something underneath that house.
Well, I mean, could be friendly.
Could have rabies.
Well, if that's the case.
You never know until you find out.
That'll take care of itself. Just don't eat it or drink any from the water source.
Or let it bite me.
Let it. You see it, and immediately you just think of that's at least a month off of work.
All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, do you guys ever think about that kind of stuff?
Like, I'm not.
It's kind of like the call to the void, right? That's what they call it. And it's when you say like you're driving, and you just kind of think,
it's like,
if I hit that tree just right, I won't die, but I can get out of work for like a month.
If I go hit that deer. It's so close to the edge.
Yeah. 6 feet doesn't seem so far down. Oh, but no? You guys ever get that? Or like a semi-truck?
Just, you know, just
Just lean enough, back over. Just enough to cause damage and a lot of... But my thing is every time I just think, man, I bet that's a lot of paperwork. And I just like, fuck that shit.
It's like, my insurance is going to cover all of it.
Yeah, like, there's no way.
Especially,
and in all honesty, like,
seven fucking shots you got to get.
Best case scenario is you're actually going to a coma for a few years and then you come out of it rich. Like, right? Because, like, your money just sat in stocks. You didn't go through all the bullshit of life. But for you, it was like a nap.
You're a little bit skinnier. You got a longer beard.
Right. Like, you may have bed sores. And
have to learn
your lower
again.
Body may not work at all.
I watched Miss March.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I don't know. I don't want that. I really enjoy life.
That sounds terrible. I don't know what you're talking about.
I enjoy life. I wouldn't want to do that. But I mean, it's happened.
Not so bad.
The thought
show
has
up.
Came.
Kid like, has a new dad. You know.
I fucking wake up and
it's the
like,
first day of the month.
It's like The Walking Dead, like waking up. It's like, what the fuck happened? Skipper barricaded the door.
It says don't and walk. How you got? Remember?
Yeah,
something like that.
Don't dead open inside.
Yeah, don't dead open inside.
Yeah,
because the guy wrote it like
right.
Yeah,
but yeah. And then you know, I just wander around to a field and. Next thing you know, I find everybody.
Russian flags everywhere.
Oh, this turns into fucking Red Dawn.
Yeah.
No, I don't want any of that shit to happen.
I don't know the code to your save.
What? Like, in all honesty, though, like, you...
You can figure it out.
Feel a lot
I'm
better
sure I
now.
Could.
No, like...
As soon as I said that, I was like, I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
I have to make it that way. It only makes sense. Because if I don't... Like, let's just hypothetically say... Shit goes off, right? And I'm gone. No, yeah, and I'm the first one to die.
That'd be
so you guys
shitty.
Know though where their shit.
And we know the one number that you use a lot.
Yeah, and I don't even care about that shit. Right. And that's why I kept it.
I know where you got the stuff buried in the backyard.
that's in a neighbor's backyard, not my backyard. It's not in my property line. It's in somebody else's.
Have fun.
I can't get caught with that. I'm just joking. There's nothing.
It's a Mac 10. Right?
There's nothing yet.
That wouldn't be anything.
That'd
man.
Be in the safe.
Yeah, you're right. It's a sawed off shotgun.
That still wouldn't be anything. You're like right. People have that stuff.
It's an RPG.
Like, also, that's not illegal.
You can have that.
Yeah.
It's the ammunition for you. Can't.
Yeah, you're not
everything.
Shoot
once
it.
You add yeah. that part, that's illegal. Yeah. The fully automatic. The
fully automatic. With a bunch of mags down there.
I don't need it. Nobody needs that.
Just one bullet.
Nobody needs 100 rounds in chamber.
Ring the
chamber. All right, ring
what?
Just one bullet.
This guy. You're starting to sound like those the politicians, Darius.
That's what Biden
no,
said.
No, it's a... It's,
do you guys not know who I'm quoting right now?
It's a cluster munition.
No.
It's literally what Biden said.
100 rounds in the chamber?
Yeah, he said, "You don't. Who needs 100 rounds in a chamber?"
He says a lot of shit.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I believe. No, I feel like you don't have to show me. It's okay. I don't want it to even.
We don't want him affiliated with
yeah,
this
like,
podcast.
I don't want any of them affiliated with me. You know, that's the thing. That's what's bad about right now and shit that's going on. It's like everybody's now bitching about this whole border deal. It's like shit just doesn't make sense. Like, read the fucking deal, guys. You know? I don't know. This shit's crazy.
Didn't they impeach what's his name?
Yeah, well, I mean, that doesn't really do anything, though. That's just things that, it's like, they're just doing fucking waste.
No,
they're just fucking wasting time.
I don't care what Biden, go back down.
It's all performative right now.
Yeah, but that's how it just is in general.
It is, and like, it sucks.
So, you know.
Okay,
I did see that we doing. Might... In a really surprising like turn of events, I saw people like starting to come out saying that they're running with this party for president. Like, we might have like actual more people like running. And if Nikki Haley doesn't drop out, that'll be really interesting. Because that means that RFK is going to pull from Biden. Nikki's going to pull from Trump. Like, this is going to be really interesting.
RFK is going to pull from both.
Both. He, you know, though, but I'm going to go ahead and say anybody out there, RFK is running as independent, but like RFK is somebody that like he has openly talked about, I don't know, one, he's walked back a lot of shit recently. Like I was telling
he's
him about it.
Got to make himself more electable.
Well, so he talked about, well, one, we know about him with vaccines, right? How he's so anti-vax and all this.
Yeah.
Well, he's not really anti-vax. He just like says whatever's kind of going on. Because he walked back on one of his first interviews with, like, MSNBC or CNN or something. He was like, I didn't say, like, basically he was just saying, like, I believe in vaccination. I'm vaccinated. But, like, it was really the COVID stuff, which I wish he would just probably say, like, hey, I'm not anti-vax. I just don't want the COVID or whatever. You know,
yeah.
Like, keep it like that. But
narrow the scope of it a bit.
Yeah. But either way, like him trying to, but he's like walking it back hardcore because he went hardcore into that anti-vax. Like he kind of honed that, right?
Yeah.
And you can't do that. Also, though, I think he did that so he can erase his past beliefs of completely ending the Second Amendment because he is anti-2A. Completely anti-2A. So, which has not been brought up in a couple years.
Well, I already wasn't planning on voting for him.
I'm just going to go ahead and say one thing, and it doesn't matter, in my honest opinion, and it doesn't even, I don't even care about the 2A part.
Right.
It is, if you are going to run for office and you are willingly breaking the Constitution, you know, going against or trying to, kind of like what New York has been doing with I think it's called New York... Was it 213, which we'll get into in a little bit, but basically, like, anybody that's going to break that shit or thinks against it, like, you cannot run for office, in my opinion. Like, you can't, because, like, these are the ground rules. They're like, we're a republic. This isn't a democracy. This is how things are done. And then also just, like, all of our representatives right now, I don't think represent anybody, really. Like, there is almost zero, like, representation going on for anybody right now, and so many people are just playing both sides, like hardcore, like really fucking hardcore. And also, for anybody out there voting for Nikki Haley, just remember, she wants war. She's going to send her children to war. she's going to send you guys to war.
Even if we're 50-something. So we're still going to war.
Like, and Trump wants war, too. So, and so does Biden. They all will want war. Trump, though, he'll be... He's the sneakier one because his war may not be boots on the ground or even combat related. It could be more financial war. But either way, we're kind of fucked.
Let's just go back to drone strikes.
Well, I mean, like, I don't want any of that.
I don't want any of it either.
Like, but we don't need it, you know? Like, it really is something that's not needed today. There is no reason, like, why we are participating with Ukraine. There's no reason why. If anything, what we should say is, hey, one, that stuff's just, I don't know. Like, the Ukraine stuff's really weird because it's just kind of been, there's been no progression, right? They're just, everybody's kind of dug in where they're at.
Yeah, and they still sent the money.
Well, I mean, like, there's no, so it's like, one, there's conspiracies out there that think Ukraine's not even in war. And that's because people living in West Ukraine are still living very normal lives. Just like, you know,
yeah,
people, and like, that's just life, right?
It's,
like, that's
just it's life. Just the there miles is no, around the border.
Right, there is no war going on in West Ukraine.
It's really
no
just the part that said. Putin wanted anyway, not the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is people think, they're like, oh, look at Russia. Yeah, they sacrificed a lot of people. Well, one, let's go ahead and look at their history. That's just something that, yeah, that's what they do. And then two, they got their warm water port back. Mm-hmm. There is nothing going on. If anything, the reason why this is even still going on is it actually did. It turned into, from Putin's point of view, it wasn't an invasion, but to the rest, it is an invasion. Mm-hmm. That was an invasion. But now it's basically a border dispute because Russia took what it thinks it is deserved. I don't give a fuck about that shit. So, like, if we're going by the right logic, as in, like, leaning, right-leaning politically, then it's whoever just wins the war. If we're going left, then doesn't it go back to indigenous or cultural? Which, if that's the case, Russia wins both.
Russia, yeah.
So, like, you know, almost in the same sense with Israel. Like, you can, if it's done by war, Israel will win. If it's done by culture, that the Palestinian, that is...
That just sounds want to be.
I mean, the people have been there for a while. But, like, that's a cultural thing. Like, that's not... either one, I could deal... I don't know. I think it's all fucked up.
I was talking to somebody about it, and they were like, yeah, apparently Putin said that if, like, the United States and Ukraine just backed off a little bit, it would have been over.
I don't know. This is what we have to think about. I'm not saying that our presence and stuff with Ukraine prevented Russia from advancing more, but I'm also not saying that, like, if we would have turned away, would it have been a World War II situation where they engulf the whole country or, like, Poland, you know, with Germany? Or is this a situation where no matter what, like, that's what they wanted, Russia wanted? Like, and the thing is we'll never know. So this kind of plays devil's advocate, right? This goes into the effect, well, is NATO then good because it prevents that? Or if NATO never existed, would there have even been the conflict or the heated thing? Some people say no. Like, there wouldn't have been anything because nobody would be antagonizing Russia. Right. But my thing is Russia still thinks Ukraine is part of it culturally. And even the capital is known. That was their one of their holy cities. Like, Kiev.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
I mean, the part that Russia wanted to take anyway, they identify as Russian.
They do, but, like...
Because they mostly speak Russian. A lot of them came from over.
Look, I don't care, honestly. Like, if it was my choice, nobody would be fighting. But, like, if... But because it is, and it's not my choice, and I can't do really anything about it, other than kind of have an opinion on it, I just think that we should just stay out.
Yeah, that should have been... We should have stayed out to begin with.
Like, we shouldn't be sending all this money over, especially with how, like, literally people here cannot afford anything. People are struggling buying groceries. People are struggling with just the dollar. I know Tucker Carlson did an interview over in Russia, which I don't care about Tucker Carlson, but ever since he's left Fox and he's kind of gone on the more, what people say, unhinged side, I will say that this man's been putting out a lot of just facts. like, or just things that are documented as facts, just the way that, hey, this is just what happened and this is what it is.
Right.
Take for yourself what it is, right? But whenever he was over there, I saw this video of him in a grocery store, and it was kind of interesting. And this to me kind of pissed me off, because you can honestly see how this is like, it's a situation where it's like, he is pulling an agenda. And he went to the grocery store and they like bought food, and he was talking about how nice Russia looked and how great it is. And he was like, we were buying all the food, and obviously they have American money that they brought to Russia, and switch it out for, what is it, ruples or whatever.
Yeah.
Ruples. And whenever they paid, they like all took a guess at how much their groceries for the week could cost. And they said, well, $400. That was like everybody's
average guess was around $400.
Yeah, the average. And it came out to $100 and six, or $106, the total. Now, he was talking about how like how crazy that is, because that's a huge difference between America. Basically, they were comparing it to American prices. Mm-hmm. Well, here's my thing. Tucker Carlson is very wealthy. The average Russian does not make what the average American makes. If he thought that was going to, and if he said he didn't, and the video, it shows you the ruble amount, but it's like Japan. There's so many fucking numbers. So that's $106 in American money, which apparently equaled out to like 19 something thousand in like Russian ruples or whatever. But like,
what is that compared to like the base pay of a Russian?
It is below. Yeah, basically, like Tucker was surprised, but he's part of the, I don't know if he's part of the 1%, but he's close, right? So
closer than any of us.
Right. So 2%. he would have been able to afford all that shit anyways.
Yeah.
But for him, like he bought a shit ton of groceries for $106 in American money, which I understand to a point, right? Because like you still bought set amount of groceries, and sure, maybe in America it cost $300 because of how our stuff is. But at the same time, like, I felt like he was trying to just be like, yeah, this is how it is. This is how it is. But he's not talking about the difference between an American dollar and a ruble. Which the ruble, I mean, or whatever they're going to go to next, will be backed by gold. So we'll see how that works out with BRICS.
They'll have fun with that.
Yeah, it's going to fuck some shit up. It's going to cause a stir. And that will definitely be really interesting to see what happens. Especially since I could see it going. I see that'll be the change when we go into like, the electric currency and shit. Speaking of which, just a little quick segment before I go into NY213. T-Mobile is making I'm not sure if it's official or if it's just proposed at the moment. But they are doing something where if you send, like, if you have basically bad text memes, threatening stuff, harmful, hurtful stuff, racist stuff, anything like that.
Anything not
PC. They're going to basically, like, be hacking into your shit, and you'll, like, get fined for it.
Fuck that.
Well, my thing is like...
Good thing I sent all my bad memes a long time ago.
But if it's in your albums, you'll get it. You'll get fined.
I don't have T-Mobile either anymore.
Right, but if one phone company does... Yeah,
and it's on iCloud.
If it is real...
Israel?
Yeah. If it is real, then you have to expect other phone companies to eventually do the same, because if not, T-Mobile would probably lose customers.
Alright.
If it was real.
As of January 1st, T-Mobile's going to fine individual customers for texting about topics that fall under the categories of sex, hate, alcohol, firearms, or tobacco.
Everything.
That is the claim.
Everything.
The wireless carrier is instituting new fines for
third parties. What else do you text about?
Instituting new fines for third-party vendors that send mass messaging campaigns on behalf of other businesses, not individual consumers.
That's invasion of privacy.
Which we can go into Bill of New York 213.
How is that invasion of privacy?
To a business?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about just them scouring all your text messages and...
I'm a business.
They are...
My phone's the business phone, technically. So my phone...
Are you mass messaging?
I could be if I was texting a group chat. But
they say it's only for businesses?
It says mass messaging, not individual consumers.
Oh, right.
I didn't hear that part. Never mind.
I mean, still though. I mean, if you're a privately owned business, at that point, it's messaging. And I understand the mass messaging as in like two consumers, but like
at the same time, I don't know where the cutoff of that would be.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this: Palmetto State Armory. I get notifications from them, like text messages, and you know that tells me deals that they're having.
Speaking of which, you're having a deal right now. On the M4.
I don't need that.
And best I can say is if they are texting you those notifications, they'll probably send you an option to just get those emailed instead to bypass.
No, I was going to say it might actually be an email. Mm-hmm. So it might actually be an email. But with weapons per se, like knives, like tools, which I would call them not necessarily weapons, but tools. So like Montana Knife Company, they do text me. But like they have they're utensils. Like they have kitchen knives. You know what I mean? Like
I didn't mention anything about knives.
Well, I mean, I understand like guns, but eventually like weapons are probably gonna get lumped in there. So I don't know. You said sex?
That was one of them, yeah.
So I get tons of Adam and Eve text. And that's real. I can show you that. I get them all.
You don't need to.
No, it's okay.
They make you sign up for either email or text.
There you go. Like, I get all these. Just, you know. There's a lot.
Like, they already were on your, like, notifications. were they that recent? You're like, check this out. Like, scrolled up.
They send me, like, three texts a day.
Valentine's Day was yesterday.
They're muted, but they send me three texts a day. And sometimes during holidays or for gifts.
Oh, I'd imagine.
It's like, ooh, I need that.
Or okay. If I'm just feeling fun,
right?
The wording from the wording from T-Mobile is the change only impacts third-party messaging vendors that send commercial mass messaging campaigns for other businesses.
Mm. So literally, Adam and Eve.
Well, wouldn't they be sending it themselves, not a third party sending it for?
My thing is like.
You think they would hire a third-party company to do it for them?
If they do, then that third party would be the one getting fined. The vendors will be fined if the content they are sending does not meet the standards of our conduct.
The way that you bypass that is you just
do it yourself.
Open up a new department.
Yeah.
and you get that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be part of your marketing department. I mean, it is. It's part of your marketing department. So, I mean, like, I don't understand.
You just cut out the middleman and get rid of the third party.
Fine yourself. So, T-Mobile's fucking over jobs because they don't want you to receive your Adam and Eve percentages off, man. Sometimes they got some really good deals, you know?
Yeah.
But this shit right here could be the beginning of what Europe and like Ireland and all these other places are going through right now. China, North Korea, these places where if you have a fucking, and in Canada even, if you have a meme on your phone that is offensive, you can get fined or even face jail time. Like, this is a real thing. Like, I just want to let you guys know if this is what's going, it doesn't matter. It's still attached to you.
That's what I'm saying. It's bad. And
it's all in the cloud. Your last 10 years.
I don't even want to show you what those... So they're so bad.
Remember a couple of weeks ago what happened and I screen recorded it?
Oh, yeah.
I still have that.
That's okay.
I literally have a picture of Ron McDonald hanging himself.
Dude, I got some bad photos on my phone.
I got a picture of a box with water in it saying I'm about to send this up to...
Look, all I'm going to say is if this is where we're heading... I'm probably going to eventually
just stop using fucking phones,
bro. No, I'm going to go back to a flip phone.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a flip phone.
No, and I'll just keep using my laptop. I don't, you know. Sick. And then for nudes, I guess I'll get a Polaroid picture, I guess.
I mean, you can draw them.
Just have just like fucking just
throw
software.
A piece of paper down and just draw real fast and be like,
just
all right,
ask
good enough.
My wife to like, she can put sprinkle them in different places in the house. It would be like, it'll be like an Easter morning. And just looking for eggs. Dude, that'd be kind of funny if she would put them also in the eggs.
Easter's fun.
Like, he has, no, no, it's okay. Anyways, talking about evading some privacy. New York has passed, or I'm sorry.
You thought I was joking?
Oh, lobster moth caterpillar? That's kind of terrifying and cool at the same time.
Yeah, that's from that video you sent the other day.
Oh, yeah, I did. No, that's cool stuff, man. And it's really weird. And I actually had to look into it because at first I was like, oh, this is really weird. But then I found out that most of it's not really splicing. They're just exotic animals.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So New York 213, it is a real law. It was first made possible in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. It is state legislator that was amended into executive law and gave Governor Andrew Cuomo broad power to suspend laws and issue directives through executive order. Now, this just came back. Okay, this law did. And it's the isolation and the quarantine procedures that came back. And they added to clarify isolate. So, I'm sorry, they amended it to be able to clarify that for isolation and quarantine procedures. So basically, if the State Department of Health has issued any like quarantining stuff, and you are not complying with that or anything in that nature, they can come into your house and they can actually take you and they can force you into quarantine. They can hold you in a camp. Now, some people might be like, "Oh my God, that's crazy! How could they do this?" This has actually happened once before during the Spanish flu. However, I'm going to be honest with this. One, if you're sick, fucking stay at home, okay? I'm not going to tell you to get vaccinated or whatever. That's your choice. I believe that because we live in America. But here's the thing. This should not be a fucking law. This should not be... I do not think that this is okay. I do not understand how they can just kind of do... like, come up into your house and they can just take you away and put you in a fucking camp. Because you're not getting, you're not, you know, this sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? Actually.
Yeah, it was a couple chapters ago.
Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, like this actually fucking sounds.
It was in black and white if I remember, but.
Like I'm pretty sure like Magneto was there. Professor X was there.
Oh, you're referencing X, the beginning of X2.
But like, isn't that like what we should be trying to avoid? Yeah, those are great. I love doing stuff like that too, by the way.
Yeah,
but have you guys heard about this yet? Or anything like
what
that?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm looking into it at the moment.
Okay. So there's another thing that kind of snuck by. And I kind of hate it because I kind of forgot it. So I'm going to have to look, bro. We gotta stop. However, one of you guys should go ahead and talk about one of your shit. And if it has to be Darius, then
go be it, then I'll be
go it. Be it, dude. Because I gotta take time to look for this other thing.
It is going to be a long one. So
go ahead.
Well,
do you guys have anything?
I have one, yeah.
All right, let's go first.
Circling back to war, North Korea.
Okay.
Korea.
North Korea, Kim Jong-un in January declared peaceful unification with South Korea is no longer possible.
Okay.
I
heard about this.
Kim said North Korea's constitution should be amended to show that South Korea is a primary foe and invariable principal enemy. Let's see, where to go? Recently, North Korea raised military tensions with South Korea to an unprecedented level. Kim Jong-un declared South Korea to be the most hostile state and inter-Korean relations a warring, belligerent relationship and ordered North Korea's army to prepare a great event to conquer the territory of South Korea.
Okay, So this kind of ties into, you know, the possibility of World War III happening.
Yeah.
It seems like this year, even though in 2023, it seemed like China was even easing off of Taiwan. We were easing off of that, right? Like, yes, tensions are still very high. But it seems like neither one of us want to go to fucking war.
Foot's not quite on the gas.
This year kind of feels a little different. It feels like things are getting shifted, right? Like, it feels like...
We're downshifting.
It feels like things are wrapping up.
They probably got rid of the rock under the gas pedal.
Like, I don't know how to necessarily kind of feel about what is going on, especially in that section of the world, because it almost feels like it kind of goes back and forth. It feels like one country doesn't want to start war and another country does, but...
Does this in any way impact your opinion that the Koreas are in bed together?
I think for a while, I still think they are. I think that there's just a...
it's a complicated relationship.
Yeah, so I mean, you have to think of it this way. I think there are times of highs and lows, and I think right now the relationship's at a low. But a couple years ago, it was at a high, and things came out where they were working together, even militarily, right? So, like, you know what I mean? Like, sure, this is whatever, but I mean, like, even America and Russia work together with certain sciences. In China, obviously, you know, we all worked together to create a virus like 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
It's still thriving today. So, I mean, like, you know. That just shit like that.
And they also said they're going to be launching new spy satellites this year.
Actually, dude, that is something that I feel like we should talk about because that happened today, I think. Yesterday. Yesterday.
Because Korea?
No, yeah. With Russia.
Oh, Russia's...
nuking space.
No, so like... So first they were talking about...
They have the, like, hypothetical... anti-satellite missile or the not missiles satellite. Anti-satellite weapons,
right? So you say hypothetical. Do you know who Mike Baker is?
I don't. Okay. I say hypothetical because to our knowledge they have not been built.
Okay, so Matt, do you know who Matt Baker is? Or Mike Baker, sorry,
the name sounds familiar.
Okay, so he's a he does the presidential debrief, right?
Yes,
like the podcast. I know who he is, which now.
Mike Baker.
So he used to be a CIA agent. Or he has been in a lot of federal shit.
Yeah.
Even to the, like, including, like, presidential kind of federal shit. He does that one show that I showed you about that, I can't remember, but that Lockheed spacecraft that's been in space for, like, 3 years, 4 years, and we didn't know. And it was...
The shuttle?
Yeah.
The, like, baby shuttle?
Right. But it's touched down tons of times and went back up. Like, you know, it's routinely been... making trips.
Doing it shuttling.
Right. And that is a possible satellite weapon, like an anti-satellite weapon. Well, when I was going back down this rabbit hole, especially with direct energy weapons, I did find out, and the CIA and other, it's like Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and whatever, these places, all these things... They already have, like, it's already been copyrighted. They already have trademarks on certain things.
I mean, if you come up with the idea, you immediately patent it.
Fair. But, like, the thing is that a particle beam that has been kind of, it was the joke, right, of the Star Wars, of Reagan's Star Wars program. The particle beams.
Space lasers.
And space lasers. It is... coming now where more information is coming out about that. And you know how, like, it was too expensive or we just couldn't do it, so we, like, bailed on it and all that stuff. And we didn't think it was necessary or whatever happened. It doesn't seem like that was true. It seems like we did do it and it was successful. And there are now video captures of our, like, not... of visible light, but like infrared and other things, of these direct beams being shot down into space. And it's not necessarily geographical, like laser mapping and censoring and stuff like that, but it's actually like different kind of radiations coming down, like gammas or whatever, and it's causing different things to happen. Obviously, we can assume that testing has been going on for how many ever years, but
I would say for how many decades have passed, how many years have passed since the Star Wars program happened, which actually I talked to Darius and I think we might cover it next month because of this. Because like literally this stuff has been coming out for the last couple of weeks. And the Maui fires has been kind of shut off, which I guess we can kind of blend in a little bit to that real quick. But it seems like these DEWs are now available with other countries, and that's what they have. So that immediate kind of like when they immediately said that it doesn't pose a threat on Earth, I kind of felt like it posed a threat on Earth. Now, it may not. It might just be satellite warfare, which could be a thing. But it does really seem like we do have this technology, which kind of leans into also everything that people are saying in Hawaii. Now, here's the cool not cool thing, but here is another tie-in with Hawaii. The people of Hawaii are not getting their insurance money, and they're losing their homes because they still have to pay the mortgages on it, and they're losing it, and the banks are collecting them, and they're getting tossed out, exactly like people said that this was going to happen. Literally, the residents of the place is this...
So this could be viewed as a higher-up conspiracy, which it's the bank, so it's going to be?
Well, it's not...
Or it's just banks being scummy.
It could be with that, but I actually... The main conspiracy isn't with that. It's with the whatever elites or the deep state. But I don't think it's necessarily like that. I kind of agree with you, but it's not a banking thing, but it is a money thing. They see a lot of revenue there. Unfortunately, it was probably a poor place.
Yeah.
And... I mean, it was easy.
Prime real estate.
Yeah, and it was easy to get rid of. Like they still haven't officially announced, really, the fire. And the firefighters, because the firefighters have also talked about and dismissed some of the reasons that they did put out. So, like, one was caused by the wind during that hurricane, and the firefighters said there was a fire, but it was very small, and we put that out. And where they're saying that this point that caused the town to go up... was not at the same location of where the firefighters put the original fire out. So it is, you know, I don't know, man. I think last year, I think that was, to me, I think, was it Maui?
I don't remember where it was.
I can't remember. No, not Maui. I'm thinking of Maui because I watched some video of some guy talking the other day about fucking, he was in Hawaii and he was just talking about how amazing it is there. I feel really bad that I can't remember it right now. But yeah, no, it's a tragedy, man. And I think that we're going to start, I don't know if in America we'll keep seeing these fires happen, but it is interesting. Just real quick, two more things and then we'll pass it over. There was a person that I watched on Instagram. It was originally a TikTok. I sent it to you guys, but it was to her talking about she is like part of she's a teacher at a school, and she was there for they had some practices drills, like the staff did, and one of them was alien abductions, like, and it was very serious, and like police were there and helping them.
So what the fuck do you do during that?
I don't know. She didn't really talk about it, but because she was mainly kind of like, why is this a thing?
You hide it in the desk. But my thing is, get the desk
and I brought it up to Skipper. The Super Bowl had two commercials about UFOs.
I didn't watch any commercials.
So it just seems like this whole UFO, and then also let's everything coming out with Jeremy Corbell still, like he keeps releasing shit all the time. Like, who's really to, like? It's kind of getting interesting. And then also now we have we still have more FBI people coming out saying that there's going to be something big happening. I watched this one video of a sheriff, I think down in Florida or something. Or no, it was a Midwestern state. Mm-hmm. But he went to a convention where first responders and stuff come together and they talk about the trends of things that are most likely going to happen in America, like bad things.
Predictions for the
right
year.
So they practice on that stuff, and one of the one was just complete civil unrest,
I think he said one was civil unrest, another one was some militia stuff. Oh, mass shootings around a mall. That's what it was. Like significantly high casualty.
So we already had this.
Okay. Yeah, and then we had the Super Bowl shooting, the parade, the Super Bowl parade shooting. But like, dude, like this shit's getting fucking crazy. Like shit's about to get fucking like it just feels like every year shit just keeps getting ramped up and ramped up. Like it's kind of insane. But yeah, that is interesting. But yeah, that was a mix of the two things that I had left. But all right, man, go ahead.
All right, mine's a little special. Mine's a little segment, I guess. A little segment in between the episode. So a little while back, we decided to talk about Epstein one of these episodes just because he's been relevant in news for basically past like 4 years now.
He didn't kill himself?
Ever since he killed himself. Didn't kill himself back in 2019. So I thought I'd cover basically the background of Epstein, the stuff that we don't really hear much about because we're always just hearing about the cameras and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but we never really hear about the man himself. And then also what the current theory shows that, like, the current conspiracy theory is around him. So first I'll be starting off the background of him, you know, how he became so wealthy, and then I'll be getting into the basics of what he was charged with and then some of the theories that people have been throwing around recently. So beginning off with this whole entire Epstein stuff, he was born January 20th, 1953. He was born in a middle-class family in Brooklyn, New York. One thing that I found interesting was in his early life, he skipped third and eighth grade because of how well he was doing in school. After attending Lafayette High School in Brooklyn, Epstein attended...
Lafayette.
Yeah, I knew that sounded so stupid.
I was trying to follow along on it and I couldn't see.
Lafayette High School. Okay, yeah, so thank you. So Lafayette High School in Brooklyn, he attended Manhattan Cooper Union while tutoring math to make money on the side. But in 71, he would drop out and enroll into New York University Institute of Mathematics, but he also didn't finish that degree as well. In 74, though, he was hired as a math teacher at the Dalton School. It's a very prestigious school in New York. He was hired by headmaster Donald Barr, who is known for his unorthodox ways of hiring people. And this is just a great example of it because Epstein didn't have any of the credentials to be working there, but he decided to choose to work him anyway. But also some background history on Donald Barr. He's the father of Bill Barr, the attorney general who served under Trump and the Bush Sr. He was also in charge during the Ruby Ridge incident, which is kind of similar to Waco. But overall, his whole career, he didn't really follow the rules. That was what people put with him as one of his characteristics. Mm-hmm. Donald Barr served in the OSS, early CIA, and he left the school. He left Dalton School in 1974. The board, I guess, just wasn't a big fan of him, and he also didn't like the board itself. He also just wasn't a big fan of the board head systems that were becoming more common in schools around that time, and it didn't really mix well with him, given the way how he just assumes that everything's going to go his way. Donald Barr would go off to go write a science fiction novel, Space Relations, in 1973, and it's known for its non-consensual sex of enslaved people, and these people were usually underage. Pretty weird stuff. Also, just really big change in careers. Epstein would be let go in 76, though, just because of his false information that was given when he was getting hired. But he was given a second chance whenever a father was very impressed with Epstein's father of one of the students of Epstein was very impressed with his mathematical capabilities. So right. Essentially, mm-hmm. whenever he was tutoring one of his children, the father, I guess, just thought this guy was just amazing. And I guess he talked to the school, and the school was like, yeah, I guess we can keep him. However, at the same time, that father would also recommend Epstein to Alan Greenberg, an executive at the Bear Stearns Financial Institution, and Alan Greenberg would eventually become the CEO of this institution. This is where Epstein would be hired, and this was essentially where his big break would occur. So Epstein was known for only taking clients that made more than $1 billion a year, and this was the early 80s, so that makes it even more of a crazy claim. He would also eventually leave this firm because he got caught lending $20,000 to one of his friends and also was accused of doing some insider trading.
Hmm.
So yeah, he left in 81 and created his own firm, J. Epstein Co., and it was established in 1982. The company was ran on St. Thomas Island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and this was for tax purposes, apparently. You know, I guess the taxes were cheaper on the islands. I'm not sure.
Right.
The firm only accepted clients with $1 billion or more in assets.
Those offshore accounts.
And one of the only people that were identified with the firm, actually, I want to say it was the only person identified with the firm because the rest were private, was Lex Wexner, which is the guy that owns, I forgot the actual name of the company, but one of the branches of the company is Victoria's Secret. But he still.
What was the name?
Victoria. Oh, Lex Wexner.
It's a store that you get really clammy in. You remember?
I remember.
But yeah, he's still. So this is with his company, Jay Epstein. He used a lot of his connections from his previous job to help him with his current job. And by 84, his company would suffer a huge lawsuit from Michael Stroll over a missing $540,000.
How much?
$540,000.
For a missing?
Yeah, it was missing. Because he was like managing money.
Yeah.
And then there was missing $540,000. And they don't know where it went, but Epstein would win the case. Around this time, okay, this is where shit gets bad. So around this time, Epstein met a 13-year-old girl on vacation at the Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Her name would be Jane Doe 4 in the documents, you know, to conceal her identity. The girl was the daughter of one of the people that Epstein had rented from. She was apparently a house cleaner, I believe, so she would just, like, clean around and all that. This would be the first documented case against Epstein. He would give her drugs, alcohol, and rape her. And in one case, it was reported that he actually flew her out to over state lines to offer her to a group of men.
Oh, my God.
They labeled her as a fresh meat.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I was going to say, it gets bad. By the end of 84, Epstein started consulting for governments and individuals needing to relate embezzled funds, mostly offshore accounts. Through this, his connections to profile armed dealers, Douglas Lease and Aiden Koji may have been involved in intelligence this early. So that's a quick note I put down. So this kind of proves that if he was into some type of like arm dealer stuff and intelligence, it goes way back to 84.
Right. Maybe
possibly earlier on. And honestly,
do you think he's going to be in the new Black Ops game?
Go for it. That'd be crazy. I'm not sure. I don't think so. In 87, Epstein was introduced to Stephen Hoffenberg, and he would join the Towers Financial Corporation and eventually become involved in a massive Ponzi scheme.
Epstein would always fucking get you guys.
Well, every firm he's been joining, like, he ends up leaving with, like, some serious allegations with him. Epstein would state the sum in this agency or during this ordeal that he was an intelligent agent. And he possessed an Australian passport with his photo, but a false name. So some claimed during this whole entire incident that he was telling them that, yes, he is an intelligent agent. And he showed him this Australian passport, had his photo, but a different name on it. So that was interesting. Between 88 and 93, Towers Financial defrauded investors by selling bogus investments of over $460 million. In 2017, when asked about Epstein's 208 conviction, okay, so hold on a second. Sorry, guys, I skipped over a little bit. Mm-hmm. In 89, Epstein gains power of attorney over Leslie Wexner, Victoria's Secret. So again, I don't remember the name of Wexner's actual like parent company, but he gained power of attorney over all that stuff, like everything he owned, essentially.
Did you look that up?
I did. I have the wrong tab open.
And
let's see.
Parent company.
And anybody that doesn't know power of attorney, which I know you guys all do.
The limited.
Something like that.
Which later expanded its holdings to include Victoria's Secret, Abercrombie & Fitch, Express, and Bath & Body Works.
Huh. Right. Hmm. So, essentially, he was able to control all the decisions made with financial stuff without having the approval of Les Wexner. Or Leslie Wexner is way easier to say than Lex Wexner. And so this is likely a way of how he could have, like, start blackmailing high figures, higher
upper figures. Did you explain the power of the attorney for them? Like, for the audience, whoever didn't know?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Just making sure. I must have been listening to the skipper at the time.
No, you're good. So, yeah, this is a pretty good example of how he could have, like, started gaining more power by having power of control over people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know if he gained power of attorney by him just giving it to him or he blackmailed him in order to get that. But this is...
What do you think? Since you've done the... I mean, you've researched this, man.
Even the people that I was researching, they had that question. And personally, I would say... I wouldn't be too surprised if he started doing what we're going to get into later on this early and started using that to make his way up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how he gained control over that. And then with this, honestly, I wouldn't be too surprised because apparently, rumor has it, he was using this... And he would pretend to be a recruiter for Victoria's Secret models to recruit these girls into doing those things.
And they were underage.
Yep, exactly.
And then he had blackmail on everybody else because they were doing stuff to underage girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But could you... So I know that he would be, like, impersonating one, right? But, like, that means that the guy, Wexler, whatever the fuck his name is...
Les Wexner.
Who actually had control over Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Do you think he helped Epstein? Because you have to think, like...
I think eventually... Modeling... I think they definitely...
But for, like, modeling with underage... Anybody underage... Like, I'm not really sure the laws of that. Like, I know either. It's lingerie, but, like, you would imagine 18, which... That just sounds... Honestly, as an... I'm not gonna lie. At my age right now, at 31, that just kind of sounds gross. Obviously, for you, Darius, somebody so young, 18's just in your ballpark. But, like... I mean, they're a little young for you too, but
yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like that just doesn't seem
I think
seem
what it
right.
was is there were still girls like trying out for these things and they knew.
So you think even, that like cuz it wasn't you think there official, was like a pre-time like I you think, would like so
I think what happened is he wasn't necessarily holding official Victoria's Secret recruiting
things. Well, yeah, I was going to say cuz like I know
he was
models
everybody.
Right, but I know like models can like so you do the headshots, you do all the laundry, like all that stuff. Right.
Yeah,
but like
know.
As long as you have like parental consent
to be
and
honest,
like, all this other shit.
I don't think you should be allowed to do it.
I have a weird thing with that. Like, there's a point where, like, I just don't care, even, like, what the parent says. And that sucks, too, because I'm very, like, no, you know, you gotta, like...
But yeah, you gotta let your kid do your thing, but
when it comes to that, like, even let the, like...
Learn that lesson, but, yeah.
All right, when it comes to children, it's just weird. It's just different. Like, and I know, like, that sounds so weird, because it's kind of, like, hypocritical, because, like, with adults, I'm just like, no, you gotta, like, let them have their freedoms, let them have all this stuff, but, like... I don't know, man. Like, it's so different. And maybe it's because where we live and, like Wilmington being such a high place for human trafficking and then also, like, living by the military base and the things that we just know about that.
You just see it.
Or see. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, we fucking see shit. Like,
but also,
you know
there's
I mean?
Just so many examples of people doing such bad things being exposed as of recently, so...
Yeah, I mean, like...
And then just to see it in front of your eyes of, like, people, like, not caring at all about who they approach. And
right.
then you don't know how bad their intentions actually are or how aware they are of what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Back to the thing, though. After all that, in 1990, he purchased a mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. It would be called the El Brillo. Or... I think he called it El Brillo, but it might have
Camarillo
actually, Brillo. Actually might have been just the street El Brillo.
Camarillo Brillo.
So I'm sorry if I got that wrong. But around this time, the late 80s, early 90s, Robert Maxwell would introduce his daughter to Epstein. The Times reported that Maxwell met Epstein in the early 90s at a New York party following a difficult breakup with Count Gianfranco Kinagaga Mazini, which I guess can't pronounce that correctly, but yeah, it was after a difficult breakup. Maxwell, which, let me... Ghislaine Maxwell, which is the one that we're talking about, which has been the one in the news a lot recently, had a romantic relationship with Epstein for several years in the early 1990s and remained closely associated with him for more than 25 years until he died, until his death in 2019. The nature of their relationship remains unclear. In a 2009 deposition, several of Epstein's household employees testified that Epstein referred to her as the main girlfriend, who also hired, fired, and supervised his staff. And starting around 92, his staff would refer to the lady of the house, and a lot of people would call her an aggressive assistant. And federal prosecutors alleged that Maxwell first helped Epstein in his sexual exploitation of underage girls in 1994, with Annie Farmer, then 16, alleging she lured to Epstein's ranch in New Mexico. And she connected Epstein to more elites, all that stuff, because she was already, her family was already up there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she would just open up the gates to Epstein having more ties in with everybody else. Really just a bad mix.
Right.
But she claimed that she was forced to have these relations with him, and she was like forced to do all these things that he wanted her to do.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. So in 1996, Epstein obtained the largest private residence in Manhattan. So this is where we start to see him actually like spending his money. You can actually start seeing him become more of a public figure.
Right.
He would also later purchase homes in Paris, Miami, New Mexico, and the entire island of Little St. James in the U.S. Virgin Islands. 1998, Epstein purchased a 72-acre... it was already the Little St. James, my bad. But later in 2016, he bought the Grand St. James Island for $20 million. Epstein gained public recognition through the Jeffrey Epstein Six Foundation, which puts his high-profile connections on display with a $30 million donation to Harvard University in 2003. Which is crazy. It's huge. He would create big friends with Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey. According to logs obtained in 2015, the former president reportedly took several flights on Epstein's private plane between 2002 and 2003. Trump described Epstein in 2002 to New York Times or to New York Magazine as someone who enjoys his social life and likes women on the younger side. In 05, a 14. So this is
just think about that. Trump said that.
Yeah, Trump said that.
Which all this stuff happened under Trump's watch too.
Mm-hmm. Which was one of the main issues of his administration towards the end.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
So this is where things start getting like, this is where it actually becomes more in the eye of the law. So in 05, a 14-year-old girl and her parents report that Jeffrey Epstein molested her at a mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. This prompts a police investigation. 2006, police charge Epstein and two others with unlawful sex acts with persons under the age of consent. The Palm Beach state attorney instead refers the case to a grand jury, and in July, the FBI opens a federal investigation called Operation Leap Year. In 08, Epstein cut a secret deal with Acosta, the then U.S. Attorney of Florida's Southern District, and also served under Trump's Labor Secretary from 17 to 19. The deal granted Epstein immunity from federal prosecution, and he pleaded guilty only to solicitation of prostitution and procurement of minors for prostitution. Epstein only ended up serving a 13-month jail sentence, during which he was allowed to leave jail 6 days a week to work out on his Palm Beach office.
He basically would go to jail for a night.
Fucking going to camp.
Dude, he would go
to jail once a week.
He would go to jail once a week.
Let me just put this. Originally,
to get away.
Like, that was his quiet time. Like, he would come in and be like, hey, he like greets everybody. Like, hey, he'd be like, how's your wife? Or like, how's your mom?
Same time next week.
Yeah, but he came in and they like...
He was probably doing the shit when he got off.
He was like, you wanted everything off again? He goes, yes, sir. And they like, and he's in the padded room. And they just turn it off and he just sleeps, you know? 6 days a
week. You know what's crazy, though, is the FBI documents, based on its investigation, was powerful enough to put Epstein behind bars for life.
Yeah, I don't... This is like the...
I have the reason.
I know you do, yeah.
I have the reason. the reason here is...
Here it is.
Here it is.
And behind bars for life, we're talking, you know, actually in there 7 days a week. 24/7
Yes. Not taking like one day off every week.
Like maximum security prison.
In 2017, when asked about the 2008 Epstein case conviction, former U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of Florida, Alexander Osta, he has a weird name.
Owasta. Okay, dude. Like, damn.
Alexander Owasta. Do you fucking say it?
Look, what? You're gonna go. I'm
bad with names. You know that.
It's okay. You can be bad with names, but you don't have to be mean to them.
Was reportedly told to back off and was told that Epstein belonged to intelligence and was above his pay grade.
Did you guys hear that?
Skipper?
The same guy that was having the charges prosecuted against him. In 2017, when asked about the 2008 conviction, the former U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of Florida, Alexander Osta, was reportedly told to back off and that Epstein was belonged to intelligence and was way above his pay grade.
All right.
So,
remember that conversation we had about the CIA not too long ago? This is one of their men. Doing so good for us Americans, huh? For the youth of Americans, for the next generations there.
So, he did become a registered sex offender in 08, though. That's where we first see that picture of him.
It did so much good.
Well, what we don't know, what they don't tell you, is they actually said, hey... You have to say however many miles St. James Island is from the coast of America. That's the distance. You can't be in that distance.
So it took a whole 10 years, though, for something to actually happen after 2008. So after the Me Too movement started, people actually started like...
I still have something.
You guys?
Yeah, I just... I had a high moment. That's all.
Oh, it's all good.
I opened another one, but I still have some in this one.
So...
Just prepping it. Just prepping it.
Yeah.
In 2018, after more exposure, more exposure to the case of Epstein and more people looking at the eye of just a bunch of, you know, the Me Too movement and all that stuff, around 80 women had confessed to Epstein molesting or sexually abusing them. And Epstein would respond by saying the girls consented. It was said that he was running a sexual pyramid scheme. In 2019, Epstein would be arrested on suspicion of sex trafficking minors, and Epstein would die being held at Manhattan Metropolitan Correctional Center. The death came shortly after he was first hospitalized a month earlier by authorities who found him after a possible suicide attempt. Epstein would be placed on suicide watch after the initial effort, but it would be taken off of it like literally a week later.
Because, you know, mental health improves in a week when you're in maximum security.
He's way better... He's in way better, what do you say, spirit. State? He's in way better spirit today than he was.
Like, he has way more to offer society.
He doesn't want to kill himself anymore. He doesn't want to kill himself anymore. You hear that? And he's like, I don't want to kill myself anymore. See?
Source, trust me, bro.
On August 10th, 2019, Epstein died by suicide in his jail cell.
Air quotes. Dude, his brother doesn't even think that he killed himself. Like, come on.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Would be sentenced to 20 years in jail and is currently serving it. And she's currently writing a memoir.
Memoir.
So that was me trying to catch everybody up to the Epstein thing. Everything that's been canon. however, some credible reports are pointing to Epstein as potentially being a former Israeli agent or an intelligent asset.
Dude, Matt's just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Publication insider said Epstein had long-standing ties to Israel, including a business partnership with former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak.
Come here.
And Israeli former Prime Minister Ehud Barak was identified in recent dossiers. Barak was president between 1991 and 2001. He served in the Israeli army for 35 years before ascending to chief of the general staff. Reportedly, Epstein met with Barak some 36 times in 2016. Photos emerged of the former Israeli entering Epstein's townhouse. Israeli Prime Minister entering Epstein's townhouse while covering his face. On the same day, images of the young females were seen entering and exiting the residence.
I have a question, really quick.
Yeah.
Just for our audience, because now we're getting into a little deeper of conspiracies, even ones that we might get flagged for on social medias or even through our
you know, because we have brought up Israel stuff, but deeper, you know, kind of saying that they're a part of something that they would definitely tell us that they're not.
And this last, by the way, this
where
last
is, where, what is your sources?
Yeah, that's what I was about to
do. Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, yeah. Just making sure that we're gonna talk about that real quick.
Because I don't know if it's a real good source.
It's fucking Wikipedia.
It's not Wikipedia. It's TRT World. I've never... TRT World.
TRT.
So everything, I just want to say this, everything I am saying, I'm not saying I necessarily believe in. I've just read this. And I'm just saying that it's an interesting theory, not necessarily it's true.
Right. I mean, that's what we're here to talk about.
That's what we're here to talk about, yeah.
So what do you think?
Put that out there.
You said TRT World?
TRT World.
TRT World.
Oh, it's a Turkish public broadcasting thing.
But let me just finish real quick before we actually discuss this.
Okay.
It supports the notion that Epstein and Maxwell were allegedly running a honey trap operation.
What's a honey trap?
So essentially, they would bring in really well-known figures, like, hey, there's an underage girl in this room. This is just a very simple one. Go, you want to do that thing? Go ahead, do your thing. And the man's like, okay. Goes in there. There's a camera in there.
And then he has black... Gotcha. And they have black what I explained earlier. Gotcha.
I'd much rather be honeypotted.
Allegedly, Epstein.
Because that's a woman.
And so.
Like in the interview?
And then overall, just to like the overarching branch of the whole entire conspiracy is Epstein may have been involved in the arms trade in the 80s, which may have led him to work for numerous governments, including Israel.
If the CIA was a part of this, they've really just kind of gone down. You know, they used to have brothels, or they still probably do. I shouldn't say used to. They had brothels that would. Have women drug political figures or spies or anything like that, you know, to get it out of them, right? And have sex with them and stuff. And now they're going down to, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, that's where we go now.
It's such a dark topic.
It really is.
It's a nasty topic. And
it sucks, dude.
Well, I know that you couldn't really. It was best said like this, even though we could have caught a lot more people if he stayed alive, we still got a scenario where one of them died, so.
Oh, you're talking about, like, with Epstein?
Epstein, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you believe that. So, Danny, who we've had on the show, who lived in Florida, he believes, remember, he believes that Epstein did not die, that it's a body double, and that that he's still operating shit.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of his, of, like, the body and, like, the slab.
I've never looked into that one, so I don't
and
know about that.
They focus on his ears, but I'm not going to lie to you.
It's always the fucking ears.
Well, for sure.
Like Kanye.
But I'm talking about, like, they were doing the inner ear.
It was, like, always the earlobes.
Yeah, so, but, like, sometimes you can have the same earlobes. Mm-hmm. But, like, the inner ear stuff, like, all that. But it just wasn't clear enough to really say. And, like, everybody's like, those fucking ears don't look the same. I'm just like... They're both kind of blotchy. Like, I don't, like, you know, it's too pixelated. Right, like, I mean, like, it just looks like a fucking dark hole. Like, what do you mean? Yes.
Let me see.
That's a little lit up more than what it was for me. But you see what I'm saying? Now, for me, though, it would be the nose. But I don't know how he was laying when he killed himself. You know, like, if he was face first, that no, and with all that body weight for however long he was in there for, like, it's going to be mushed, right? So, I personally believe Epstein is dead.
I personally believe he's dead, too, so.
No, I do not believe he killed himself.
I feel like the majority of Americans don't think he did.
And that's just where I'm at. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's still rubbing. And I could be totally wrong.
And I guess I never discussed what much about the actual incident itself. Because I, believe it or not, whenever I was doing most of this, I really didn't focus on that. I just kind of focused on his background.
Right.
And what he possibly could have been a part of. But for the people that don't know for some reason, all the cameras were off. I guess one wasn't really good enough. It didn't have good enough quality to be considered evidence.
And which is crazy because we can fucking use shitty ass UFO or shitty ass cryptid fucking video as
Yeah.
As
and then you look at the video, it's like evidence. The highest quality you've ever seen.
It's like, wow,
you can really see those two guys trying to kill that guy.
I mean, technically, it's kind of like Jan 6, you know? Like, those videos that you saw after, like, it's kind of crazy. But, the court stuff with Jen...
Later?
What's her name? Jeselyn?
Jeselyn, yeah.
Yeah, Jeselyn.
Jeselyn.
Whenever she...
Maxwell.
Was with her court stuff and everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't televised.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like,
it's correct.
But like the Amber Heard shit and Johnny Depp stuff was
crazy.
The Donald Trump so shit crazy. Will be.
But
it's kind of weird.
She was just as bad. She assisted with him.
But like it's
100%.
It's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it is crazy.
She was probably just as bad as him.
It's fucked up, man.
Yeah. She
fucked up. I couldn't find the thing that I was talking about earlier. So the other bill that I saw, but I'll kind of touch into what I kind of remember. But basically, it was talking about making it where, like, you cannot practice, like, militia-style things. That kind of thing. Like, so you can't necessarily go to, like going to the range is still kind of fine, but you mm-hmm. can't do, like, courses where, like John Wick-style shit. Where you like really get taught, and no, I didn't see it get passed.
Gun sports.
Yeah, like it was really interesting, but it was a real thing. But for some reason, I can't find it.
No more gun kwando.
Yeah.
No gung fu.
But yeah. So does anybody else have anything?
I don't.
No.
They got everything out.
Yeah. So.
I've got a picture of a UFO abducting a cow.
Thank you. We needed that today.
No problem.
I saw it.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think there's really anything else. What do you think will come out of this whole Russia stuff? Like
which Russia stuff?
I was gonna say with the satellite. Like, do you think that's gonna expand into? Because like they're kind of going hard on it. Like that was kind of like that took over the news, and it had no reason to really, right? So like, you feel like maybe that's a sign of what's to come. Also, just also being anything like focusing kind of on space there's been more stuff focused not on the planet lately.
It's also people are looking for a distraction because everything on the planet seems to be on fire.
See, that's cool, but like at the same time, man, like we've been here before and it wasn't like that. So, you know, like yes, to us, intellectual thinking people, realistically, we call it distractions. You know, we used to, before we started the show, we talk about how sports was the distraction from the fucking shithole of the world, right? And like all this other stuff. But like going down all these like rabbit holes and stuff that we've gone down, you don't think that this stuff is like it's just, I don't know, it's weird. It's nothing new, like the alien talk, but it is, or even the space stuff, but it does just feel like stuff from space is getting a little bit more focused. Oh, real quick. First, yeah, you guys, let's discuss that, and then I got something to say, and then that will be the last bit.
It could also be we're more focused on space just because, quite frankly, as a country, it's going to sound stupid, but we are more focused on space stuff because we as a country are more focused on space. Like, NASA wants to get people to the moon. SpaceX is driving up interest in all of it.
I mean, that's like, fine, but, like, we got other countries
launches.
That are doing the same. And, yeah, but I mean,
and
like,
we're also paying more attention to it because just publicly we are driving more interest in it.
Yeah, maybe.
It is the final frontier.
Are you sure? Yeah. I think going into, like, a quantum realm... If that's possible, would be that way. You can be in two places at once. You can exist.
I mean,
we
gotta go to space first.
I mean, that is kind of the thing. Oh,
we've
already
been
to space.
Well, further.
And technically, we've already. I mean, man, look, I believe that we've been further. So it just makes sense.
Voyager has.
Oh no, I'm saying like even Minecraft. I think that we've been further. It just all these X shit that comes out. It just makes sense. Like, think about, like, hyper, what are they, Darius? The hypersonic missiles and stuff?
Hypersonic missiles.
Yeah, so those hypersonic missiles that are, like, becoming, like, really big today,
they've been around for like 10, 15 mm-hmm. years already. Like the they've been made for so long. You know, it's just like looking at, what is it, like the X-59 and like just all these X-planes or these NASA, especially look into NASA, CIA, and Air Force experimental planes. You start really questioning, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it is, like, it is, it becomes a, okay, well, this was made in the 80s.
Right.
Like, that's why I think, for the most part, a lot of the things, yeah, so.
This one's more just for, this is an X-plane.
Yeah, but that's not it. It's just a commercial liner. That's an X-66A. So, the X-59 is a plane that's been out for a while. But it says it was first flown in 2023. And I actually know for a fact it wasn't.
It's not.
And there's tons of proof that it wasn't. Like, so, but it's still on that page. Or like when the F-22 Raptor first flown. Mm-hmm. Or like the fucking, just any wing plane. Like the flying wings, like the stealth bomber. Like, it just starts getting really, I don't know. We are definitely further along, technologically speaking, I think, than what a lot of, what is public knowledge. And I don't, but I also don't think it's hard to figure that out. Right. I actually think that it's relatively easy to be able to look. Think about this, like realistically, think about when you look in the sky and you see all these planes and all these objects, which, you know, are just planes. But like, how many of them are commercial? How many of them are privately owned? How many of them are military? How many, you know what I mean? Especially in Wilmington, I see there's like three Navy planes that literally touch and go all day.
Oh, yeah, I remember the time we went downtown. We
The last three times I've been, like, recently. You saw it again? Yeah, all three times. So I'm assuming either it's a day thing, mm-hmm. and I just happen to be going on those days, or that's what's up. But, you start thinking about that stuff, and you think about our, even naval capabilities. Look at what our submarines can do. And I've talked to guys in the Navy. You can ask. We had a guy that worked for us, and he's on a nuclear submarine. Mm-hmm. And I talked to him, and he told me he can tell me how deep they can go. And I said, but they can go deeper than what they say. And he just kind of smiled. And I'm like, yeah. Because we don't, the enemies don't need to know, but honestly, the enemies probably can too. Some of them, you know. Not maybe their whole force like ours, but some of them for sure. But like, maybe. You know, or just like think of this. If you can believe that the CIA or the Air Force or whatever has UFOs already, like the Tehran incident and stuff, then why wouldn't it be crazy that we have a base on the moon or that we've been to Mars? That actually used to be some of my favorite, like Coast to Coast stories, was the bases on Mars. That's some interesting shit.
Yeah.
But or any of the dumps stuff in general, like think of all that pressure that's underground. Mm-hmm. We have military bases that are in the ocean, under the water. Like that's a real thing. So.
Oh yeah, but that's actually more public.
But people don't realize that. They don't think
it's
about
a Navy thing.
But like, I mean, still though, but there's also joint ones, man.
Yeah.
So, and also remember this: where the Navy is, the Marines automatically are too.
Right.
Like, that's crazy stuff to think about. But we just don't think about it. We just go through our day-to-day lives. And that's when you start opening your eyes, is when you start seeing the small things. Mm-hmm. Connecting those dots. Paying attention. Just being observant. Just observe the world, you know, beyond your backyard. So, but it's interesting, for sure. I don't know if there was anything else I was going to talk about, because I went on that. So I'm just going to end it. All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.